Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I have a video of Leggett saying that he's met with you guys four or five times, and yeah. You guys have told him if he's there at 33, you're taking him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a great conversation, you know. I definitely said that to him and about 50 other guys, you know. Like, it's actually a lead-in question. So when we draft you at 33, what happens now? And then there's a bunch of questions that happen after that, you know. So, yeah, part of the process.
Wait a minute. What was all that one-in-a-million talk?
Panthers coach Dave Canales admitting they've told 50 guys we're going to take you at 33. Oh, no, that's just part of the question. It is.
They're weird.
I'd imagine it is a whirlwind for a player, though, right? Here we are saying, man, I wonder who the Bills are going to take. And if you're Brian Thomas Jr., you're today thinking, I wonder who's going to take me. 10 different teams? Could it be a team I didn't even talk to because they made a board? We didn't think he'd be there. We just took him at 26, whatever. Exciting times. It is draft day. We'll have our official draft party at Resurgence tonight. Sources indicate more than 100 sheet pizzas have been ordered.
Wow.
It's a lot of pizza.
That is a lot.
And I'm
100 sheet pizzas?
Yes.
How many slices of pizza per sheet pizza? Do some pizza analytics here.
Do it on the trade value chart. What can you get? How many sheet pizzas to get up to, you know, a keg? I think they also have enough beer.
I just discovered last year that, like, other cities don't do sheet pizzas. That's like a Buffalo thing, I guess. Or at least I was in two places.
Is it like a Northeast thing? There's no way.
Maybe it's a Northeast thing. Nashville was one city, and then there's another one that I was at where, like, it just doesn't exist.
You said, can we have a sheet pizza? And they said, what's that?
They literally did not know what I was talking about. Yes.
Wow.
Full sheet pizza has 40 slices, by the way. So we are talking,
like, 4,000 slices of pizza?
That's a lot of pizza. That's a lot of pizza.
It's a big party.
How many pieces of pizza do you guys put away off of a sheet?
3,000.
Because I feel like sheets are different than, like, regular pizzas.
Agree. I am hunting. Well, first off, you got to go for the analytics of people that are going to hunt the outside pieces and leave the middle.
Well, you want the outside pieces.
For sure. You want
the middle pieces. We need a crust inside the pizza, some sort of invention that will
let you hold it better.
Yeah.
Do like a spiral pizza. Where crust, like, wraps around.
It's a great idea. The spiral pizza. I'm in.
I feel like you'd have to cook it long ways and then wrap it.
Maybe you could make it like the floor plan of an office tower that has a courtyard in the middle. And a little interior crust.
Right.
And then in the middle, you could put a dish of blue cheese in the middle.
There you go.
Like interior crust.
Interior crust. So if you have an inside office, you still have a window.
Right.
Because you want some crust. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. It is draft day. Coverage, of course, here on WGR throughout. We'll take more of your calls. Brad in South Carolina is next up on the phones. Hey, Brad, good morning.
Hey, Jeremy, how's it going? I just wanted to mention, you made a really good point, and I want to kind of elaborate on that. You mentioned that we were kind of behind the eight ball as far as wide receivers, and we hadn't really been going after them when we should have the last few years. And I'm thinking that they just did not want to kind of ruffle the feathers of Diggs because he's such an alpha dog and he would get upset if we tried to get another number one wide receiver. And what are your thoughts on that?
I don't agree, just because whenever Diggs was asked about the idea of DeAndre Hopkins or Odell Beckham, he wanted them and he wanted the team to be as good as they could be.
Okay. All right.
Maybe, no, it's okay. I mean, I wonder, too, why they didn't. Maybe it didn't fall that way. You know, 3-4 years of the board not falling your way, if you're a GM that has a job and you feel safe, which Bean has to feel safe, right? If you're a GM and you feel safe, it's like you go into your meetings and you say, guys, 3 years we've been waiting and it has not fallen our way. We can wait again this year, but I might not want to wait. I might not want to. Bean trades up all the time in the first and the second, so he's not above it. You might even wish that he was, but he's not.
Right.
So, and with Diggs, I mean, I feel like I definitely remember that with Beckham. Maybe not with Hopkins, but he's always been supportive of, I would think, better players.
They had Beckham in for a visit, right? He was here.
Yeah, he went to Josh's house.
Yeah, he went to Josh's house. He was here. So, yeah. We know who Bean is, right? Six drafts in. No, five drafts. This is the sixth. He's made 6 first-round picks, so it's 5 drafts. We know who he is. He wants to move up.
He's traded up on every pick except for Ed Oliver.
Ed Oliver and Rousseau. So 4 of the 6 first-round picks he's moved up, and there's a bunch of second-round picks.
Including twice in the same draft. He had 2 first-rounders in 1 draft and traded up both times.
Right. So, like, I'm just not even... See, like, I don't even want to spend a lot of time talking about them trading down. I just can't... I can't see him doing that. I can't see him not having a guy that is there 3 picks away, 5 picks away,
yeah,
where he's going to go get him rather than, well, let me just play the field. Let me play the feud, see if he's there at 28, and if he's not there, then I'll move down. That is not how this dude operates.
I also think, for anyone that says you want to trade down, what you're saying without saying it is that you hope the board doesn't fall their way, because that's when they do it. I hope they trade down. They only trade down if they don't have somebody they like. They only trade down if there's not the guy they would have gone up 2 spots.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Right, the fact that they go up 2 to 4 spots every year, or 4 out of 6 number one picks, indicates that when somebody gets close, he doesn't wait, he goes and gets it. And if you get all the way to your pick, they either were not able to get up for the guy they were trying to get up for, or the board didn't fall correctly. And if we go back to the James Cook draft pick, that's what that had to be. A run of receivers right in front of them. It was an obvious idea for a receiver. A run of receivers. They traded down twice and took a pass-catching running back.
And there's a reason we remember that so well, by the way. It's because it's the only time I think they've ever done it.
Trade down?
Can we think of another time where they've moved down? They moved down twice to get James Cook. Have they moved down in a meaningful round any other time? They've never done it in the first round.
Maybe it happens tonight and we have to reset everything we think, but I mean, I'm with you.
And I've said there is one outcome where I am definitely okay with moving down, but it's one outcome. It is Doctor Strange going through all the, you know, different hypotheticals when they're fighting Thanos in Avengers, and like there's one outcome here that works. That's it. And it's only if you are getting at least a third round pick back for moving down, and then you are double dipping at wide receiver.
And going that is for your third to move higher up into the second.
Sure. Or even not, if you want to go, if you trade down to 38 and you are going to draft a receiver at 38, you're going to draft Leggett, and then you draft another receiver at 60, and now I have a third round pick, I am all good with that. But that's a very, I feel like that is easier said than done. I'm not just assuming they can accomplish that. I think you're finding a needle in a haystack, I think, almost trying to get that exact situation. Sure, if you could pull it off, fine. But you deviate from that at all, you get a day three pick and double dip. I'm like, why did you do that? You don't need another day three pick. If you move down and then pick one wide receiver, well, now I'm nervous. Because now the most critical hole on my roster, I have one guy that I am hoping takes over, and it was the ninth player at the position draft. Like, where did I end up picking the guy? To me, the only way I'm on board with them moving down is if they are going to double dip and they are getting at least a third-round pick for doing it.
There's also, for me, the context of the rest of the field. If they were to trade down in that scenario and get a third, we'd be happy, right? Okay, fine. We get it. Tomorrow becomes a two-pick second round. Did I watch as the Chargers, Jets, Steelers, Jaguars, Ravens, and Chiefs got weapons and I traded down? Because that's going to make me feel less good. The context matters, too. I see a mock draft. Peter Schrager has the Bills taking Laiatu Latu as he falls that far. And I look at the context of the draft, and I don't get that mad. Because the receivers, a lot of them went to the NFC. Because I think the Steelers take a tackle. Like, I'm focused on the arms race and how the conference has been an arms race for a while, and the Bills have not added very many weapons. Then there's Bean, of course, telling Pat McAfee at the Combine, when he said, you guys look for weapons. He goes, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking for weapons at the Combine. That doesn't have to mean first round. I mean,
they'll get them eventually.
You say the top three guys, Odunze did go to the Combine, and he stayed late to make a point. He worked harder. He wanted to prove to everybody he could get a thing done. He said he could get done. He stayed late. They're going to love him. I totally believe every single report I hear that they would do whatever they could for him. The question is, can they do it? Are they willing to do it, or will they back off?
See Sam Mountain's tweet about Xavier Worthy?
That he's moved up 10 to 15 spots in the last 24 hours.
Yep.
And
overnight.
And that he's pointing out Bill Belichick saying 24 hours out, the real stuff starts to come, makes him think Worthy moving up 10 to 15 spots is legit.
Yep. I do not believe the Bills will have the chance to draft him at 28. The way that's all trending, the way that's all sounding, I think he's gone. They can move up for him. Is that what Nate had yesterday in his mock draft?
Yep. Bills move up for Worthy was Nate's. Nate joins us at 9. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.